Good evening, and welcome to Politically Incorrect, your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is the hidden truths of slavery in the world, the hidden truth, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water, Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamediaonline. Please help keep the truth online. We open with our regular prayer. And keep it simple this week and pray to Heavenly Father, O Lord, our God, creator of all that is, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the all-knowing, who knows where we're headed, though we know not. We pray that your future is positive for us and for your followers. We stand by your judgments and your plan. And we stay positive through all those times when you've lifted us up over those hurdles and obstacles in life. We pray that you stay by our sides forever and ever. Amen. So we've got pretty much the same donor list. I haven't been given an updated one. Our patron and donor list, Lisa, Reverend Dave, Alicia, and Catherine. Thank you all. We've got our regulars. Of course, my daughter's in there, Joanne and Marilyn. Thank you for coming by. We appreciate it. Glad you enjoy the shows. We have a great one tonight. By the way, happy Juneteenth, everybody. You know, it's a federal holiday now. Now, my sister said, I guess they're not going to deliver the mail. I said, well, that's no sad loss. But this story tonight and the topic tonight is based on the timely implementation of this holiday that celebrates the release from captivity of the slaves. So, and I'm going to mention again later for any newcomers on it, it's why we're doing this show. Because, you know, they burned down four or five cities in our country last year because they feel oppressed, the blacks feel oppressed. They burned down a number of cities last year because they felt that the whites are the supremacists. The whites are the colonialists that founded the nation. They despise us. They don't, but they're made to believe that. In reality, many blacks, if not all, have greater opportunity today than they did, than the whites do. If they take the opportunity to utilize what's available to them, they would demand the resources to assist them in moving forward. You know, we've had better success with the migrants from Mexico and Argentina and Venezuela. You know, they come to work. Some of them are really great workers. You know, we got the Chinese and Russian immigrants that come over. We had the Germans in the past, the Irish. And they've worked for what they've gotten. They haven't complained and said, give me a handout. They haven't complained and demanded reparations. But I want you to think about it. You can look this up. There were only a handful of slaves in the United States of America in its early years, up until its abolishment in 1865. I believe the total was less than 200,000. Yet slavery in the world today far exceeds that number. realize there's probably 100 million or more slaves in the world right now. Not one black person is talking about that, and a lot of them are black. Not one liberal is talking about that. Not even the conservatives are talking about that. It's like the street people. It's like the people who have been pushed out of their homes. They're living under bridges and in tents. Push them aside. Ignore them. We can't afford to house them. We can't afford to give them jobs. Push them aside. It's gotten to the point where even Joe Biden suddenly realizes he's got a problem, because he was looking for ethical mining of lithium to promote and move forward his agenda for the electric vehicles. Suddenly realized that there is no ethical mining, because all lithium is mined in oppressive countries who use slaves and indentured servants as miners. Now, there's an important difference here, folks. A slave is an unwilling participant who's dragged into something, not paid for it generally, and is forced to do work that they didn't choose, not of their choosing, and has no means of escape, is basically chained to their post. They don't have a chance to move or do something else in the world. An indentured servant can be someone who's either personally indentured themselves, like the coal miners of early America, or who's been indentured by another person, perhaps somebody that owes money, again, like the coal miners in early America, to pay off that debt. You give a son to the mining industry, and that person is now indebted to the coal mine. Now, it doesn't mean they can't leave. They can work their way up. They can save some pennies. They can go out and shine shoes on the side, or whatever they want to do that they can physically do. And we're talking, again, early American. And they can buy their way out of that indentured servitude. Some indentured servitude is for a limited time also. And there are those who are in indentured servitude that actually enjoy it and make their life because they are taken care of. Many nations in the world do that, but they're still considered a branch of slavery, depending on the amount of payment and the ability to leave that fold. Let's look at some of the products, and let's look at some of the wonderful things we have. I'm going to start with a topic that brought this up, besides Juneteenth, which is the main reason for this topic tonight. And how about it? Anybody out there going to celebrate Juneteenth? I'm going to pretend I ignored it. I'm going to totally ignore it. I'll celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday, because need to read Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King Jr. was a very smart person. Some of his writings from prison were absolutely phenomenal. He was an old school political activist. But nobody follows that anymore. Even the blacks are like, hey, why aren't we following Martin Luther King Jr.'s, what he says to do? Yeah, need to read some of that if you haven't done so. Anyway, I digress. So the main thing that brought me to where I am tonight was a story I think you're going to find pretty horrific. But if you look at what's happening in America, and looking at the Chinese influence in America, looking at what they're trying to do to us, look at the other nations and the Chinese influence on the other nations, you're going to know why I'm personally so scared of the Chinese. The Chinese are, I call them the walking zombies. They've been zombified by years and years of indoctrination, like they're trying to do now to with us with the critical race theory and some of these other things. They're so indoctrinated, they don't realize they've been enslaved. So this woman, I can't recall her name, but she was on there talking on this show. And she was representing the Chinese industry, that manufacturing facilities that make iPhones and make certain other electronic products that we all love and buy in America. And it's the only place to buy them from is China, because we can't do it. We're too stupid to know how to make iPhones. But in China, there's the government, and government, most facilities are either government run or government sponsored, most of these manufacturing plants. Then there are the bosses, the big bosses that run the whole thing, and very few of those. This woman was a spokesperson. She's bragging about how this is one of the most productive facilities in the world. 2 miles on either side and three or and 10 stories high. Not only is it a manufacturing plant and a production plant and an assembly plant, it's a delivery plant, a shipping plant and packing plant, but it's also an entire city, a communal organization of workers and executives. And only the executives get preferential treatment. Executives get to live off campus or in the more exclusive bunks, so to speak. Managers get to live with their spouses and have families. But the other 50,000, and I did say 50,000 workers at the plant that makes iPhones and electronics, those things you so much love, 50,000 people, all pretty much under the age of 30, crammed into this facility, which includes all the amenities, everything they need, surrounded by nothing, nowhere to go, basically slaves to the company. It's like the old coal company stores. 50,000 people housed in bunks, and their bunks are male and female bunks. If a married couple comes in to work and get paid slave labor wages, they're separated. The males go into the male bunkhouse and the females to the female bunkhouse. The work schedule is 10 to 12 hours per day, 6 to 7 days a week. The bunk rooms for these workers comprised of small cubicles that hold 4 to 16 people of the same gender. All to make a little piece of electronic crap that you're going to throw out in a year or two. What do you think about that? If that's not one of the most evil things you can do to human beings, especially young human beings. I cried when I watched that story. I don't cry very often. I'm very empathetic. But it's got to be something really bad to get me crying. And I was in tears for these people. Because I know what it was like growing up myself, out in the free world, you know, selling lemonade as a kid in the front yard, having yard sales, going out and meeting people and carousing at night and watching movies and going out into the woods and sit by a fire, by the campfire, by the trees. Now imagine being in a 4 by 6 foot cubicle with four other people 24/7 and working almost every hour of that time you're there. Bet you didn't know that was happening. I didn't know that was happening. And I know a lot about slavery in the world. And yet this woman was bragging. Look how efficient this is. This is one of the most efficient companies in the entire world. Makes your iPhones, makes your toys that you like to play with, that you like to buy. And when questioned about the atrocity of what I just went over with you, she was like, well, and she just glossed over it. Like, but it's so great that they have a place to live. They have free food. They have free meals. Didn't the slaves in America have free meals? I think the slaves in America were treated better than these people in China. So let's review some of what's going on. Let's review some of the things that Black Lives Matter. Let's start with the black side of it, because Black Lives Matter should be worried about black lives across the world, not just in the United States of America. How about it? What do you think? Do you only care about the blacks in America? They want reparations from the Americans. Or what about from the Africans who sold them to the Americans? Let's look at Africa. What's their track record? For the last 250 years, Africa has been the largest producer of jewelry grade diamonds and industrial grade diamonds in the entire world. Diamonds are mined from dirty, filthy pits, hundreds of feet deep, if not thousands. They're mined by slaves, black slaves, some who don't get paid, some who are indentured. Young people, children, 13, 14, 15, who have a choice to go to school and prove themselves or go to the mines and be able to buy bread for their family. They're harassed by the mine owners, convinced to come into the fold, and then they're not allowed to leave. Most die in the mines, all to come up with a little piece of glassy substance that's pretty much worthless, that goes into a piece of jewelry that does nothing for anyone. It serves no purpose. You can cut a piece of glass or a piece of quartz and get the same result. It's cutting a piece of diamond if you just wanted something pretty. Thousands upon thousands of slaves to get that little piece of gleaming, shining rock to go in that ring or on your ears. You know, the other big industry in Africa is gold. Gold miners, the same thing as the diamond miners, exactly the same. Thousands and thousands of African slaves. Just thousands of them, literally. Slaves. A fellow named Mike just came in. Just a happy Juneteenth, Mike. We're talking about slavery and how the I said I'm going to bring this up every time, you know, another listener comes on board, because it's just so important that the Juneteenth, which is coming up on Saturday, celebrates the release of the slaves in 1865. Yet fewer slaves we had fewer slaves in the entire history of America than Africa has right now. Yet Black Lives Matter doesn't even go after that. They don't even say, hey, what about the slaves in Africa? And what about the Africans? They blame the Americans for the slavery they were put in. Yet the Africans, their own people in their own communities, sold them to the Europeans. They didn't go and steal the slaves. They went and bought them. Nobody talks about that. So just went over the African slaves. Let's look at the Indian slaves. Now, India has more slaves and indentured servants than almost any other country, even more than Africa. They're into lithium mining, other rare earths, ship breaking ship, you know, old ships. Tens of thousands, and they're all exposed to dangerous poisons and chemicals with absolutely no oversight of the government or the industry. Yeah, lithium's a big one. We're going to get more into lithium in a bit, because lithium's a huge thing. It's not just lithium. There's other rare earths that are used in. There's neodymium, which is used in the magnets for the motors that drive electric cars. There's lithium, of course, for the batteries. All kinds of rare earth metals that are found only overseas, and every one of them mined by slaves, to the point where Joe Biden realized just recently in an interview he had that he was concerned because he can't find a nation. He went out to try to contract a nation that had ethical mining of these rare earth metals so he could use that as part of the infrastructure plan. Couldn't find a single country that used ethical methods for mining or didn't use slaves. Yeah, then there's Mexico. Mexico and the drug cartels, what they'll do is they'll grab you. They'll manage to get drugs in your car and then notify that if you're a foreigner coming to America, back to America, for instance, They'll go and they'll plant drugs in your vehicle. And then tell the folks at the crossing that you got drugs in the car. When they arrest you, then these drug lords will go in and bail you out and tell you you have to take the drugs across the border for them. I call that zombified slavery. What are you going to do? You got your choice. Hang out in jail in Mexico or mule the drugs over to the United States. And the slavery used for growing those drugs and indentured servitude is just unbelievable. Most of the people that are growing, you know, various plants for drug manufacturing in Mexico and South America are not there willingly. And a lot of them are there because they don't have work. There's no work down there. And they're brought in and they're put in there and in, and put made slaves to the drug lords. But nobody talks about that. Now, we started with China. And the fact that, the Chinese use essentially indentured servitude, voluntary indentured servitude in many cases to run their mega factories that are 2 miles wide, 2 miles long, 4 or 5 or more stories high. But there's a true slavery in China as well, where people are just thrown into this. People don't have that are brought off the streets, that don't have housing or don't have the means to exist, or who are considered of lesser caliber than the average Chinaman. The people that they don't like are put into slavery. China probably has more slaves than any other nation. They're, of course, also have more people in the country. One of their biggest trades is in scrap. You know, even though we're not sending newspapers and glass over to them anymore, we still send a lot of scrap to them. But the biggest scrap is our old ships. Now, it takes almost 6 months to dismantle a ship. And in China, there's a whole area, this whole bay is just full of dead ships. People just drive the ships there and sink them. Let the Chinese take them apart. And they use slaves to take them apart and indentured servants to take them apart. Bathing literally in poisons and chemicals that are part of the ships that were sunk. Toiling by hand with, you know, dangerous tools and welding torches and underwater submarine welding, you know, tearing apart with cutting torches. Many, many, many of those Chinese die doing that. Never fulfilling the dream that most people have of having a family, a place to live. And then you also have another area of indentured servitude. And that is the sex trafficking trade. Now that's, you know, there's a lot of controversy to who's involved in that, but there's a lot of deep state involved in that. There's a lot of people that are incredibly wealthy. A lot of people that are very high profile that are involved in sex trafficking. And if you can't call that slavery, where all your money, you go out on the streets and sell yourself, and all that money goes back to the one that's prostituting you. You know, in America, there are people that there are, you know, women, there's men too that go into prostitution. And they make money in it, or they'll go into the sex trade and actually make money. Some make a lot of money. But there's a whole other dark side to that, of people that are taken off the streets or taken out of halfway houses and put into the sex trade. You hear very little about that. A lot of them are white. A lot of them are black. They're no less a slave than the slaves of the last four centuries. But there's no holiday for them. There's no Juneteenth for them. Now, years ago, the Irish were put into slavery to build the railroads of the United States. Overseas, all colors and nationalities were put into slavery to build new nations, to fight wars. And yet, no one has a holiday for them. ...12 hours of work a day for 6 to 7 days a week in China. Given room and board and just enough money to buy clothing to put on their backs. Segregated, male and female, even those that are married. And yet our great Joe Biden thinks that China is just wonderful. We can deal with them. But he thinks that Russia is awful. You know, there's very little slavery in Russia. There are there are pockets of slavery. There are groups that are shunned, but not like the rest of the world. But the Chinese want us to be like them, have these mega corporations that house their enslaved employees, keeping them unhappy and chained, bound by threats of death, unable to see the world. You know, there was a movie, I forget that movie, years ago, there was a movie where entire civilization was living underground and was told that the entire world above was destroyed. They were mining and they were making products and all kinds of stuff and machinery. We're never allowed to go out because they were told that if they left that the confines of that underground world, they would die because it was deadly poison outside that sphere. And in the end, someone said, I'm going to get out. And at the very end, of course, they opened the hatch and guess what? It's all beautiful spring-like flowers and beautiful spring air. They were lying to them. There was nothing wrong with the world above. They were being enslaved to do the bidding and the work of the mining and the production and not being paid anything for it, not being allowed to enjoy the world, while the owners of all these great businesses and all the elite were living up above, just like we live now, and you know, in the comfort of the great comfort of the wonderful America. How is that different? How is that science fiction horror movie different than a 2 mile square factory where everyone lives in the factory, eats in the factory, sleeps in the factory, where the men are separated? That's even worse. The men are separated from the women, husbands from wives. That's evil. And then they're talking about it like it's the greatest thing in the world. This is what they want us to be. How can you respect a country like that? How can you not sanction a country like that and say, we're not going to do any more business with you ever? We don't give a darn about our iPhones or our Androids. The hell with it. Build them ourselves. We have the people. We have the manpower and woman power to build our own stuff. No, we're too lenient. We pride ourselves on our freedoms. But our freedoms are our Achilles heel as well. Because our freedoms give us the freedom to not work, the freedom to be lazy, the freedom to live on public assistance, the freedom to live in a tent underneath a bridge. In China, you don't do that. If you're living in a tent under a bridge, you're dragged into that big 2 mile square building and made to work. You're going to live there 24/7. They're going to feed you and house you. You're not going to live out on the street. Nobody lives on a street out in China. 2 billion people, and they feed every one of them. I haven't even mentioned the sweatshops. A sweatshop is a whole different thing. So you've got your slavery, you got indentured servitude, which is basically slavery with a stipend, if you will, and a little bit of freedom. Yeah, and then you've got the sweatshops, which are just as bad. You know, there are shops in the United States today, a lot in New York, a lot in the big cities, and people are getting paid room and board to work. There are a lot of people that are undocumented. No, illegally here. And a lot that are legally here but just can't get work. And are put to work in these sweatshops to produce products that we want, we demand, made by people that have no life. Their life has been taken away from them. In the United States of America. You know, there's undocumented working all over our country for pennies, you know, for pennies, literally, to harvest our fields, to bring our food to the table. And yet, we don't think twice about getting that bag of oranges or that bag of grapes and worry that the person that picked those grapes or those oranges might have not even been paid for it or been paid 10 cents on a dollar for what an American worker would be paid. But then we don't care because we don't want to pay $5 for an orange or $5 or $10 for a 1 pound bag of grapes. Because Americans assume they're going to get paid $15, $20 an hour. They want a minimum wage, $15 an hour. You know what? I understand that because you need to live. You don't have a choice, though. You don't have an option. Either your bag of grapes is going to cost $10, or you're going to have people working for $2 an hour in the fields from Mexico and Argentina and Venezuela. There's no two ways about it. There's no choice. If you want an iPhone, and iPhones are already pretty expensive. If you don't have a contract, that iPhone's going to cost you over a grand. If they weren't using slave labor to put those iPhones together and design them, you'd be paying over $10,000 for that phone. And even under contract, you'd be paying $300 or $400 a month just to have that phone. Think about that. But no one talks about that. No one talks about that because there's no fix for the system. There's no way to fix it. If you replace all the workers with robots, that's great. But then all the workers are out of work. The workers then can't buy the products. The price goes up. Nobody can buy the product, though. The wages have to go up. Government subsidies have to go up. No one talks about the problems in our society and in our country and in our world because there's no solution. There's no viable solution to those problems. No matter how hard you work, no matter how many task forces you get, no matter how many people you put together, you're never going to eliminate those people under the bridges in the United States of America. You can go out to any big city and see those people out of work living there because there's no way to fix that problem of unemployment. There's no way to fix the problem of people that can't get work. There's no way to solve the unemployment problem. There's no way to solve homelessness. No matter how much money you throw at it, it'll never be enough because it's an ongoing crisis. It's a per day, per month, per year expense that the government cannot afford, we cannot afford. So we neglect it. We leave those people under the bridges. We leave those slaves in the slave shops and the fact and the sweatshops. Because we want our iPhones. We want our automobiles. We want the clean air of these great electric cars that are going to involve mining that dirty lithium, neodymium, and other precious rare earth metals. There's no solution, folks. Solution is to reduce consumption. The solution is to appreciate what we have. Do you know that about full 30% of all produce and pretty much all food in the United States of America is thrown into garbage? Thrown into garbage. After the slave labor in the fields went to dig that up for us and make that product and use those resources and burn that gasoline and diesel, we throw out 30% of that food. You know, there are nations that actually stipulate that in order to be in the restaurant business, that you need to donate and give away any unused food. It's a mandate. If you want to be in, it's part of your licensing in some countries. You have to actually give away that food so it's not wasted. And it's so sad because I've seen this happen. I've seen, you know, restaurants that literally just, they throw the food out. They won't even give it to the fire cops on the street that are, or the firemen on the street that are fighting fires. Because they can't account for it then. And something happens, God forbid, and lawyers will come in and then there'll be all kinds of hell to pay. They won't give it away. They'll throw it out sooner. Now, there are businesses that I've been in, that I've been involved in that have taken their old computers, and rather than take the hard drives out and sell them to someone else or sell them as surplus so that people could actually have a nice computer, they will take and run them over with a tractor trailer and a Caterpillar truck and dump them out in a river somewhere just to get rid of them. The waste in this world, and especially in our nation, in the United States of America, is terrible. And when I look back and see where that waste came from, when you take that iPhone and say, oh, I have last year's model, I need to buy this year's model. And you throw that phone out or trade it in. Just remember, the slaves made that phone for you. You're taking the sweat labor of a 500 or 5,000 slaves on an assembly line and throwing it in the toilet. Do you really need that latest model? Do you really need to push and support this corrupt industries in America and in the world? We need to use less, folks. Not because I'm some crazy environmentalist. Well, I do believe we need to keep our environment as clean as possible, but just because, why should you waste stuff? Why should we subsidize this industry? New model every year, new batteries, new electronics, new operating systems. For what? When the old ones work just fine. And every year, that rapid transgression goes faster. Faster and faster every year. Things become obsolete faster and faster. More and more waste every year. And yet you're celebrating Juneteenth. Juneteenth, the holiday of the black slaves in America. To hell with everybody else. To hell with their brethren in Africa. To hell with the Chinese that are still enslaved. To hell with the Indians. Give us our reparations. Give us our free stuff. Because you're the colonialists that took over the indigenous people in America. I'm sorry. I don't apologize. I don't accept any of that responsibility. It is what it is, folks. And until Black Lives Matter, until the others who believe in this whole slavery issue start to come back and demand reparations, demand that Africa give reparations to these slaves. Africa is the culprit. Demand that other slavery is condemned as well. That we stop doing business with companies that use indentured servants and slaves. I have no respect for the cause. I'm sorry. Yeah, but maybe 100,000, 200,000 blacks in America totally that were enslaved during the slavery years. And yet there's hundreds of millions out there in the rest of the world today that are in worse conditions and worse and are enslaved equally as were the slaves of America. And not one person, not one progressive, not one conservative, not one liberal cares that we allow this to go on, that we subsidize this freely. You know, everybody wants their cheap stuff. Buy from China, it's cheap. Why is it cheap? It's cheap because they use slaves. It's cheap because the Chinese government does not do business the way the American government does, nor does the Indian government, or the Africans. They subsidize their businesses. It's basically the profit-making arm of the communist government in China. But we need our stuff. We don't think where our stuff comes from. I'll leave you with a final thought. If you never thought of becoming a vegetarian, go to some of these slaughterhouses and see where your meat comes from. See where your chickens come from. Watch the process. I bet you'll never eat another piece of meat as long as you live. And when you see the people that work in these factories and slave over this meat packing process, the way business is done today in general is just evil. And I get a lot of libertarians that really hate me, and I'm sorry, but I believe that corporations have become the evil purveyors of servitude. They've become too greedy. They've completely destroyed anything that was left of free market America. If the libertarians truly believed in free market capitalism, they would definitely go up against the alleged capitalists and business executives of today, because the businesses of today are run exactly the opposite of what a free America and a capitalist society should be run like. We've lost our great nation. We need more powerful people to come in and say, look, we need to change this. We need people to explain what's happening, to show graphically what's going on. Of course, the media won't let that happen because the media are in on it as well. So where do we go? We had Trump. People laugh at Trump. People don't like Trump. But he had it all right. A lot of what they made fun of that he talked about is true. And it'll come to light someday, hopefully. But that's why they chased him out. They don't want him coming back. It's our duty to see this Trump and people like him and support his America First policy, that they get elected to office, because we need to take back our America. We need to take back our businesses. We need to take back our nation and slow down the progression of this terrible world of slavery that we live by. We need to show who's really being enslaved in China, in India, in Africa. Blacks in America don't realize how good they have it. And yes, Joanne, you're absolutely right. Trump was really looking out for us. But one person can't do that. Even if he comes in, nobody followed him. We need leaders to follow him. We need the entire Congress filled with people that support the American way and are willing to bring out the bad conditions, the sex trafficking, the slavery in the world, to go out and fight that and figure out how to make it right. It's not an easy job. With that, I'm going to say good evening to everyone. Thank you so much for standing by and listening to my ranting on this. It's a very important topic. We should all do our research on it because it's terrible what we're doing to this world and what we're doing to people, to human beings that live in this world, how terrible our society is internationally. With that, I will just say happy Juneteenth, everybody. God save the world. We'll see you again next week on this podcast, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Good night. Good night, everyone. A very important podcast. If you missed it, if you missed the beginning, please download it after it's uploaded later this evening and feel free to listen to it offline. It was a very important show tonight. God bless you all. We'll see you next week.